I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is the world headed toward a robotic humanoid development that could reshape positive advances in healthcare or climate change, but also humanoid armies that may shape the future of war? Is this a good thing? One question. But another is, are we too far down this path to do anything to stop it? Let's go through it. Of course, Elon Musk has been either at the forefront of this movement or the loudest and most able to get public attention. He has talked for several years about deployment of 1 million of his Optimus robots. Optimus made its debut in 2021. His $1 trillion pay package from Tesla's board is based on that. And the effort is on. He suggested Optimus can provide better medical care, that it could be involved in crime prevention by following criminal offenders around to prevent them from repeating, but ultimately to fight wars. And it's not just Musk. Companies that turn out electric vehicles are the most obvious production entities because, well, basically the humanoids are just EVs in human form. Rivian now has a spin-off company. GM is talking about being part of it. And, of course, China's BYD and XPeng have debuted humanoid robots already. Mercedes-Benz and BMW say they are working on robots that can reason. Hyundai has bought robotics giant Boston Dynamics. But there are real-life problems to be solved. For example, Musk points out what he calls the hands problem. It is very hard to duplicate the dexterity of human hands. Chipotle, for example, introduced a robot in 2023 that could only make a burrito bowl or salad, but not a burrito. So back to the armed forces from burritos. Both the U.S. and China have been working on massive projects that can actually build humanoid armed forces. North Korea has introduced drones that can not only carry out commands, but are AI-equipped to seek out desired targets and figure out how to evade enemy fire. There are reports Russia has aided in that effort, so who knows what technology it has. It looks very much as if the future will include armed forces, regiments, or companies manned or humanoided, if you will, by AI-powered robots that can go into battle. So the questions. A lot of us have been dulled by seeing this in sci-fi movies for years. Is it scary? Will this armed humanoid race lead to increased warfare and destruction, or a standoff and an arms race? Is the benefit factor of these things in health and environmental efforts offset by the potential of war? Is there the threat that these humanoids could use their superintelligence to develop a new generation of robots that could become out of control? Or is this just the way of the world, with us being so far down the road that we will just have to see where it leads us? Exciting? Or scary? Or both? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.